What's happening, my friend, and welcome to a Waffle Mafia podcast again. Hey, 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 what's happening, my dude? Shout out to KPB, what's happening with you? Good evening, my squirrel. Hope everything's going okay. I appreciate you guys coming over and jumping in. Of course, we're getting ready to do the waffle, so we've got the waffle coming up here in just a minute. This week has just been an absolute disaster. I haven't gotten a lot of things accomplished this week that I'd hoped to. However, I'm here with you. We're going to do the Waffle Mafia podcast. We're going to talk a little bit of Scareglow and some of Scareglow's things. And then we're going to move over and see what kind of joy he can bring. What's happening there, Chad Clark? What's happening, my friend? Thank you for remembering there, Sven. So, guys, thank you all for jumping in. Two spots for Ruth. I got you, Cassandra, so we got you covered. There you go. So I won't keep you long, and then we'll get on over to the waffle, bro, because for those of you all who may be listening at a later time who don't know what a waffle is, you have stumbled upon the Waffle Mafia podcast. This is the home of the Waffle Mafia. And us doing what we do, and that is lots of waffles and syrup for you. What's happening, Chuck Smith? What's happening, my friend? What's going on? I said hello to Sven, but we'll do it again. So, little pause for the calls. What's happening there, Jakey B? And, thank you, Sugar Mama Pete. So, as I was saying, been a up and down crazy week. I really hoped to get a lot more accomplished this week than we've gotten done. Had the car issues earlier this week, still fighting the car issues. So that looks like that's going to continue on through the weekend, but it's all good. As long as I'm getting back and forth through the hood. What's happening there, Candyman? Candyman's in the room. What's up, Search? What's happening, my dude? But we will not let a little thing such as a Prius slow us down. No, we will not. What I wanted to do was talk about some toys for Tots. So, the very big announcement, what we needed to talk about first is in respect to Mr. Candy. He let that bubble burst. So, we're going to go ahead and do the things for Toys for Tots that we talked about once before. I did a live opening it. We deleted that. I do have the items here. I'm going to go through them with you. So we'll talk about the stuff that we're going to do for Toys for Tots. A little quick discussion on Scareglow. Nothing too in-depth because we have covered Scareglow before. But we're going to be, he's going to be the main event for tonight. So I will see you guys in just a few minutes, all right? So before we do that, anything major going on in the Masters world? What's up there, Waffle Queen? What's happening, my queen? There you go. Anything that's been happening in the Masters community, yo? Not a real big lot of stuff going on this week. We've had some She-Ra news. For the stuff that's going on there. Last week, I think, was the Han Solo stuff. I haven't really seen a whole lot going on, so it's been kind of quiet. I think we're in that lull period before the next wave and the next set of reveals come out. So I've seen you guys talking on the page. There's been a lot of speculation about what the next wave of figures are going to be, so there was a good discussion going on with that. Personally, I've got some favorites in there I would like to see. I think everybody does. We have those figures that we're really hoping for. Sam Asha, I killed it. It's still in about 10,000 different pieces, so I appreciate that. I feel you, girl. He's oh so sweet. That's probably, I say it every time, he's one of my favorite figures of the line. But no kidding, he is glorious. He's gloriously made. I actually enjoy the backstory that Classics came up with for him to kind of deepen and depth in his backstory. So that's kind of cool. But real quick, what we're going to do. Hey, Ruth. Big shout out to you. What's happening, Squirrel? Mr. Naito, what's happening, my friend? Appreciate you hopping in. A little pause for the calls, and let's get that done. And then we'll talk a little bit more about this Toys for Tots. So, what we're going to do, and what I was really hoping to do, I was hoping to be able to do more spots on the wheel. Not in a way to raise more money, but just simply in a way to make the donation size smaller, where we could do 5 a spot instead of 10. However, right now, I just can't find a wheel that I'm happy with or one that I think is up to the quality of what we've been using. And if it's anything less than that, I don't really want to use it. So that's kind of where we're at with that. We're going to have to run the Toys for Tots at $10 a spot. So in order to raise the amount of money that we want to raise, of course, that is, you guys were responsible for that. The first go round, Lucky Legends did Toys for Tots just a couple months ago. And then all along the way, Joito, our brother from another mother, has been adding to that and throwing in bits and parts as well. There's been other donations made by a couple of other people. So as it stands right now, I think we are at $1,150, if I'm correct. If not, and the number's lower, I'll make up the difference because I hate for that to be wrong. But so $1,150, I think, is what we have going on. We may be a little bit higher than that. I'm not quite sure. But after this week, we certainly will be. And here's what I'm hoping to do, you see. So what we want to do is I'm going to announce it tonight. Going to have a promo out for it tomorrow. Probably will be tomorrow afternoonish. But once the promo opens up, $10 a spot, of course, every bit of the money going to Toys for Tots. Now, that's in conjunction with Scareglow's house. So, Scareglow's house, Mr. Itis over that way. Hey, what's happening, my dude? I just speak of the devil, and he just appears, you know? And let's have a little pause for the cause for the boy that glows. So, old Scareglow jumping in there. And I was just saying, John, talking a little bit of getting those Toys for Tots going. So we're going to do $10 a spot. Of course, we want to try to max out the wheel, but we're going to see if we can do it in a week and make this bad boy squeal. So we'll open it up tomorrow to add folks to the wheel, and then we're going to run it all the way through next week, and we'll see where we're at. If it's already full, it'll be Thirsty Thursday Cat. If it's not, we'll hold her on over for Saturday night, and then we'll fill that sucker up and spin it, all right? So, again, Toys for Tots, that's coming up. We're going to do another one here in Lucky Legends this upcoming week, so I'll have a separate promo out for that. It'll be the pin post at the top of the page. So, guys, please, once it's posted, it won't be posted tonight because I've just got way too much going on. I'm sorry. But I will have that sucker out tomorrow, and that's what it will be. We will max it out and do it for the tots, you see. So we'll do 100 spots at $10 a spot, and that's what it be. So let's talk about a few things that will be in the package, you see. So there are some things that are in here. We'll talk about some of the stuff that will be under play. Of course, a little Stratos 2000X with the Snake Men, you say. So a little Sky Strike Stratos threw that in. And, of course, these are things that came from old me and Johnny, my friend. So Mr. Itis, always amazing in throwing some of this stuff in. I know that Von Erich Ratliff has done a custom that he's sending here to also have that in the Toys for Tots. If there's anything that you guys just particularly have done and want to give away or want to throw in, you're absolutely welcome to. It's just for an awesome cause, and it just builds that much more interest in what we're doing. So that's cool too. Let's see what else we got. We're going to do the minis. So we have a Scareglow and a Stratos Mini, so Masters Universe Minis. Some folks are actually not aware of this line, but it is, I don't believe they're making any more of them right now, but so I do believe this line is done. But here is a Masters of the Universe minis there, son. We got Scareglow and Stratos. So that's me and old Johnny working together and working together with all of you. And this thing was cool. You connected the pieces of Grayskull too. So like each one comes with a piece. And if you'll notice there, you got the center of the castle, or one of the sides of the castle there. And that's pretty cool, man. You should put them all together. We're going to give those out too. That will be clever. Of course, we will do... what else have we got going on? I know that we are going to get a Dirty Birdie gone. So, the old Dirty Birdie... Oh, so glorious. Y'all know what it be. Somebody gonna get a Dirty Birdie from me. Of course, this is from Mr. Itis too. And it's just all donations for the Toys for Tots, my dudes. So, Mr. Itis won this. Want to throw it back in. So, there is a glorious looking sorceress for the spin. So, she will be sort of main event style. We got a couple of other things we're going to throw in there too. But there is a sorceress. She will be up for grabs too. Thank you, Candyman, for being so cool. Because, man, it's for the tots. You know, we're doing what we do. So there is that. And there's the sorceress. We won't talk about her. And we have not covered her in a podcast yet, so we will get in depth on the sorceress. I'm pretty excited to do that one because we have another sorceress on the way. But she's just a little bit different. I'm Super 7, you say. So, these beautiful saw blades, rocking these bad boys by Mr. Poteet. And man, love the mini castle. That would make Draymond's travel toy bag so much easier. Yeah, no doubt. Instead of having to tug around a full-size castle, that'd be pretty tough. Anytime you can reduce the size on some of this stuff, except for reducing the size too much, right, Johnny? Because little things, I mean, you should enjoy them, my friends. And don't matter if they're little, if they're working again. There you go. Little Stratos. Got Stratos, one of those awesome saw blades, too. So there's another thing that we'll be playing for, too. Sorry, had to pause with it. All right. Would it be? Got some Waffle Mafia stickers and some Sweet Baby Merman, you see. Got this glorious little fella right here. And I gotta get him out of here because he keeps drinking my beer. I don't know what happened. This guy come from Idas's house first. And he does not seem to be able to quench his unholy thirst. So there is a beautiful Scareglow that will be up for grabs as well. And we got that cool see-through halberd, if you can't tell. So, and again, if you guys are listening to this at a later time, maybe through popculturenetwork.com, or maybe you're over on Podbean, what we're doing is we had what Lucky Legends in conjunction with a couple of other groups, but Scareglow's house has got this whole thing organized and got it moving, which was to put a box on the way and just send it over, and then we would play. So we're taking up money for Toys for Tots, and of course there are some amazing prizes on the wheel. Unfortunately, you can't see that if you're listening later on. But let's see what else we got to get going. So one thing that I did want to talk about that we are going to give away in the Toys for Tots too is this beautiful unofficial guide of the Masters of the Universe Classics Book 2. So this Classics book done by David Sullivan, Jose Guerra, Rod Pellegrini, Ruben Bentix, and Juan Lo Kimau. Also has some Thundercats in it. But this is second edition. This is pretty cool. And what I was interested in was seeing what they said about our old Scareglow dude. Because I have not opened this book. And I really don't like to play around with the stuff we're giving away. But let's get over here and see what we can find out about old Scareglow today. Just kind of interested to see how or what... What they put in here about him. Oh, wow. Are these in alphabetical order? They are not. So I do not know the rhyme and reason. Maybe these are actually in release order, and if that be the case, and it may be what it is, I just don't know. See if we can get over here and find the feller that glows. How about an indices? How about an index? Let's see what we got. Yeah, they're broken up by years, so these are by release year. What's up, Mr. Backman? What's going on, my dude? So let's see. What year did Scareglow release? That was 2012. Let's see. Somebody help me out here. What year did Scareglow actually release? And we might be able to find him. It's kind of tough to dig them out this way, because really what you're having to do is just hunt for a name, unless you just so happen to know the year, or maybe if it was one of the little bit later releases. You know, actually he was in the second run, so that was in 2009. So you're learning something, guys. We're learning all the time. He is on page 23. Let's kick over there and let's see what we got. Looks like this old spooky thought. So there is Scareglow, Evil Ghost. They do have him listed as Evil Ghost Serving Skeletor, as his bio would suggest. Real name, Karak Nul, Evil Warriors, 2009, released in November. Accessory, Scythe of Doom, Cape and Key to Castle Grayskull. Is there a variant of him? No. This information is also available, I do believe, in French as well. Or actually, it looks like Spanish. And then just a short little piece on the biography. In fact, I think it's a little bit shorter than what is actually on the Classics card back. So, really, very cool book. It has a full picture of each of the Classics figure. It gives their accessories, gives their name, the breakdown about the characters. So there you go. Woo! Looks like it even covers variants, yo. So, man, there it is. Thank you for that. David and I have been indeed negotiations all night. Thank you, got him. There you go. Hi, babe. What's happening, yo? So, hi, babe, right back at you there, Johnny. And, guys, you know what it be. Y'all came to do a little bit of Scareglow with me. So, we're going to cut this one short. I apologize that we keep doing this every week and having the shortener on down. But we got to get over here and take some toys to Pound Town. Got meetings in the morning. Got a priest to work on. Got some visitation from some friends. And we got a whole lot of stuff for which we must spend. And that's what you guys are here for. And we'll get that underway. I was just really kind of interested in what this unofficial guide had to say. Of course, with this character, as you can see, a beautiful rendition redone by the Horseman. Absolutely glorious, beautiful detail. Really captured it well. Love the way that the cape transitions from a darker purple down to a lighter purple. It's really neat. Tattered, torn on the end, just like he's been sweeping the halls for years, just absolutely ghosting it on up. And now here's Grayskull on the end of that key there, son. So very cool accessory added in by the Four Horsemen, and really plays into the backstory of Scareglow. If you go with that Classics story of Karak Nul, who became so obsessed with becoming the master of the universe, he kept trying to break into Castle Grayskull, and he is forever bound by his sins to good old Castle Grayskull's secret key. And this is the man that we're going to wobble, you see. I figured it'd be fun to do a little Scareglow and Stratos thing, if you know what I mean. And we'll see you over here in just a second. And We try to keep it clean, man. Won't be just a minute here. I got everything ready. We're ready to roll. We got to get that NRST-Bay.com there, yo. So for anybody who may be listening at a later time, or maybe you're listening now and you just don't know, it's he-bay.com there, yo. And that's He-Bay. Check that out. It's an awesome page for the collector by the collector. It's a big shout out to Johnny. Shout out to the Waffle Mafia, too. Shout out to Law Will for everything that you do. Big shout out to Doug Turner, who takes care of producing this and doing this thing after we go live over here. And shout out to Miller Lite for sponsoring my beer. Pretty sure they're now the official sponsor of the Waffle Mafia and new mechanics everywhere. So with that, I toast to you, and guys, I'll see you back next week for a real podcast, okay, if that's cool. Love you guys, and I'll see you just here in a minute. We got to talk about a couple more things, and then we're going to spin it. So pause for the calls with you. Give me just one or two, and I'm going to get back over here spilling beer with you. So you guys, I appreciate it. We'll see you next week, and hopefully we'll get us in a podcast that's sort of complete. You guys have a good one, and I hope to see you right over here. And you can come join me ringing this sword and spilling this beer. So, see you in just a second, man. Y'all have a good one. Peace.